In the African nation of Sudan, three Red Cross workers have been set free after being held by rebels for 5 weeks. One of the captives was an American pilot, the other two an Australian nurse and a Kenyan co-pilot. The rebels wanted millions of dollars in ransom, but in the end released their hostages yesterday in exchange for food, vehicles, radios, and a health survey of their camp. New Mexico Democratic U.S. Representative Bill Richardson negotiated with the rebel leader, Carabino Quanin.
Well, I think what was very important was that I show respect to him. I called him commander at all times.
Describe the scene. Where were you exactly for the negotiation?
We were in southern Sudan, a place called Gobrial. It's a surreal, like the extreme jungles of Africa, young children with big bellies, malnourishment, measles problems, 7-year-olds carrying weapons nonetheless. A guerrilla camp, thatched roofs, very dire food and medical conditions.
Did you go into a tent or to a building there?
We went into an area under a tree. I've never negotiated under a tree, but there were some chairs put around a huge oak tree, Carabino on one side and myself on the other side, although Carabino was flanked by 8 of his commanders, all of whom had AK-47s and were dressed for war, and it was a bit disconcerting. I've never negotiated like this in Africa, so I took a crash course on Carabino's character, his personality traits. I talked to people that had negotiated with him before. He's a very unpredictable, volatile person, a gorilla, and you try to connect as quickly as possible, and an American congressman wearing a suit. Initially it was difficult, but we started connecting, and I think what clinched the deal was the fact that he had 2 of his children that had died of measles, and when I offered a medical water sanitation survey team to see ways that we can clean the water and deal with a cholera and measles outbreak there, that seemed to hit him personally because he had lost 2 of his children.
One of them just this past Saturday, right?
Yes, just passed away, and I asked to see another one of his children that was dying, and I think that touched him. But their main preoccupation is war, is weapons, but what clinched the deal was a humanitarian package from the International Committee from the Red Cross. Basically, we did not agree to their ransom demands that were anywhere between $50 million and $2.5 million. The Red Cross doesn't pay ransom, nor does the United States.
Did Commander Carabino ask you for at least that $2.5 million as a bottom line?
Absolutely, and that was for 4 of the 5 hours. We got nowhere because he was insisting on the $2.5 million.
Congressman, did you know the 3 hostages were in fact alive?
Yes, we did, because we had relief workers that are allowed in to bring them food. One of the hostages, my constituent, Mr. Early, we had reports of chest pains and paralysis of his left arm, so I was very worried. He was not in good shape, nor was the Australian woman, had lost a lot of weight. The Kenyan co-pilot was under enormous stress. I saw them before I negotiated the final deal and told them that it didn't look good, but at the very least I wanted to see them. But then we got some good news later in the day.
Congressman Bill Richardson of New Mexico talking with us from Geneva, Switzerland.